Welcome to episode 3 of the Deep Dreams podcast, the AI-generated podcast with nonsensical stories to help you sleep. I am Nobody, and I will be narrating your story tonight. Once upon a time, there was a hedgehog. This hedgehog was clever, but the fox was not. The hedgehog wanted to outsmart the fox and steal his grapes, so he went to the fox and said, "Is that your house?" The fox said, "Yes." The hedgehog said, "There is a hole in your roof." The fox got angry and went home to his house. The hedgehog saw the fox go into his house, so the hedgehog climbed up the roof and stole all the grapes. The fox came out and said, "Who ate all my grapes?" The hedgehog said, "I did not eat your grapes, the hole in your roof ate your grapes." The fox got very angry and said, "I will fix the hole." So the fox fixed the hole, but when he left, the hedgehog saw the fox go into his house. The fox stole the hedgehog's chair, as retribution for the grape theft. The hedgehog said to the fox, "You stole my chair." The fox said, "No, I did not steal your chair, the hole in your roof stole your chair." The hedgehog, realizing that he was bested, decided to exact his revenge upon the fox. He called his accountant and ordered him to investigate the fox's finances. The accountant reported that the fox was very poor and had a very small house. The hedgehog decided to buy the fox's house, for the purpose of making the fox homeless. The fox, suspecting that he was being outwitted, decided to call his lawyer. The lawyer reported that the hedgehog was a very wealthy man and had a big house. The fox decided to steal the hedgehog's house, so he called his construction crew. The crew built a house exactly like the hedgehog's house, then the fox moved into the hedgehog's house. Then, through some clever accounting trickery, the fox managed to charge the hedgehog for the construction. The hedgehog, furious, decided to get back to the fox by stealing the fox's grapes, which the fox had stored in a very large vault, buried on his property. A very large woodsman was nearby, watching all this, and he decided to get in on the action. He told the hedgehog that he would be happy to help the hedgehog steal the fox's grapes, but the hedgehog had to pay him. The hedgehog told the woodsman that he had no money, so the woodsman said he would accept the hedgehog's house as payment. The hedgehog agreed, and they set out to steal the fox's grapes. The fox, suspecting he was being outwitted, decided to sneak into the woodsman's house one night and steal his daughter. The woodsman's daughter, however, fell in love with the fox, and they eloped together to the hedgehog's house. The woodsman, suspecting that his daughter had run off with the fox, decided to get his revenge by challenging the fox to a duel. The fox accepted, and the duel took place in the woods. The fox won, and the woodsman gave up his daughter's house and her entire inheritance as retribution. The fox, being a greedy and vengeful creature, decided to take the woodsman's money, then leave his daughter in the middle of the forest to be raped by wild animals. The woodsman, however, was not without his own cunning and mischievousness, and he outwitted the fox by having the police arrest the fox for using the woodsman's daughter for nefarious purposes. The fox was sent to jail, where he began to work as a librarian. He, however, remained angry and bitter against the woodsman, so he sent many spies to the woodsman to keep an eye on him. The hedgehog, suspecting that he was being outwitted, decided to get the fox in jail, so he went to the prison and tried to befriend the fox, so that they could work together to steal the woodsman's money. The fox and the hedgehog became friends, but they learned that they had to be careful, because not only was the woodsman spying on them, but the woodsman's daughter, who in reality was the fox's wife, who had married him during the fox's prison sentence, was having the woodsman spy on them. The fox, suspecting that he was being outwitted, decided to steal the woodsman's business. The fox stole the woodsman's business and sent him to jail. The fox, however, stayed in jail for so long, he became an alcoholic, but the hedgehog, suspecting that the fox was outwitting him, decided to ask his banker to get him into the wine business. He bought a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of wine, and had the bank switch the labels. They planned to have the fox steal the whiskey and the hedgehog would drink the wine. So, the fox stole the wine, but the hedgehog accidentally drank the whiskey and got drunk. He tried to outwit the fox, but he was too drunk to outwit a fox. The fox, suspecting he was being outwitted, tried to steal the hedgehog's money, but he got caught and had to pay a fine. The fox, being a greedy creature, decided to steal the hedgehog's grapes, being stored in the vault, buried on his own property. They dug up their houses, but they found no grapes. They dug up the hole in the roof, but they still found no grapes. They dug up the woodsman's house, but they did not find any grapes. They dug up the woodsman's daughter's house, but they still found no grapes. They dug up the jail, but they still did not find any grapes. They dug up the woodsman's wife's house, but to no avail. Finally, they dug up the fox's own house, but they still couldn't find any grapes. Then everyone died of exhaustion. The end. I hope you have enjoyed the Deep Dreams podcast and have not actually heard this part because you are asleep.